This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Reader's theater can be a very different sort of production. Actors often have scripts in hand, and costumes and sets are replaced by the imagination of the audience. The University of Louisiana at Monroe Department of Communication features the primetime players next weekend in a narrative theater production. The evening develops the theme, The Things That Divide Us, with a script that brings to life the writings of Catherine Ann Porter, Grace Paley, Truman Capote, and others in a series of vignettes. Dr. Mara Loeb and Dr. Turner Steckline-Wilson join me now to talk about the show. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the genesis of the primetime players.
Well, Marcia McGee, actually, she's a professor in sociology, had the idea from some time she'd spent in another community, and she just thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to get together and have a play?
Yeah, so we'll do it in my uncle's barn.
Anyway.
Judy Garland would.
Yeah. Right, right. She put the idea together. We wrote a small grant that funded our stools and notebooks for Reader's Theater, and we were off and running. And we decided at that moment that what we wanted to do was have fun in raising money for other groups. And so we've raised a lot of money over the years. We started in 2007, and we have what I would call three usual fundraisers for different groups. The Council on Aging, we've done one for the Wellspring, the First Methodist United Women's Ministries, and other special interest groups. We hope to get some of the animal rescue leagues involved because there's lots of stories about animals that we could put together into a great performance for them. But
and it's an exciting way to combine the arts and the community. Perhaps groups like the First United Methodist Women's Ministries would not have thought of doing a theatrical production, but some members of that church are members of the Primetime Players. And they've been wonderful hosts for us for a couple of productions. And they love it, and we love it. You get to combine an exciting theatrical event and raising money for a good cause.
And next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you're really taking a little bit different trip from Reader's Theater, but doing storytelling.
Yes, we are. We're calling it Narrative Night. You know, we're presenting short vignettes around a theme of division, the things that divide us. And that sounds very serious, but all of the stories involve a great deal of humor and make us think in some provocative ways. It's an evening that's sponsored by the Department of Communication, but the Primetime Players are community players, and we are for three nights and speaker at 7:30, February 28th, March 1st, and 2nd. And our program will run about an hour and 20 minutes, and it is free to students with a barter admission for everyone else.
Okay, explain that.
Barter theater. You're going to bring something to contribute as you come in. And, oh, food items are welcome. If somebody bakes cookies, that's my big weakness. but you can bring anything to get in. And part of the entertainment is going to be after the performance of the narrative pieces, we're going to auction off what people brought. And it's going to be kind of a fun, loopy auction. So be prepared to enjoy that, I hope, almost as much as the performances.
Yeah. And Barter Theater has a great history with the Abingdon Theater in Virginia, Abingdon, Virginia. They started that during the Depression and for many years functioned with the Barter Theater as their sole means of support.
What kind of stories do you know that are already on for the plan for next week?
Well, we have a wonderful range of cast members, and Turner has tried to choose pieces that would be conducive to their personalities and their skills.
Always a great idea. Tell me about some of what you got.
Well, some of the pieces are, like I said, just the short vignettes. They run around 3 to 4 minutes. There are two longer stories that push the 10-minute envelope. But when you think about things that divide us, let's start with language, okay? Who said we all have to talk alike? By Wilma McDaniel. Great story. And a midlife crisis can certainly divide people. So we have Nadine at 35, a synopsis. And it's
that's
the American
piece.
Story, you know, mm-hmm. in so many ways. a very, very short piece, less than 2 minutes, written by a woman named Minton Sparks. And the story is called Her Purse. And it's the things that divide us are our secrets. What's inside your purse?
So rather than actual large-scale productions, what you guys do is Reader's Theater. Explain a little bit about that concept.
Well, the short answer is that it's theater of the mind. We have scripts in hand, but our goal is to make the scripts as unobtrusive as possible. We're talking about bare bones, staging, stools, music stands, and notebooks. We have costumes that are suggestive rather than fully realized, you know. And so we're highly portable in that sense.
But the performances are fully embodied. So you get real large-scale performances with minimal special effects.
Right. Well, because it's the talent of the actors bringing the script to life, even though there may not be full-blown staging.
But the imagination of the audience fills in all the details.
Right.
The Primetime Players feature Narrative Night, actually three of them next week, February 28th and March 1st and 2nd, Thursday through Saturday of next week in Speaker Theater. Dr. Mara Loeb and Dr. Turner Steckline-Wilson are both Associate Professors of Communication here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Our
thanks
pleasure.
For having us.